News now from AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.
Good morning. I'm Chris Conley with a web news update from WSAU, AM and FM, and WSAU.com. This will be the busiest shopping day of the holiday season. Black Friday may be bigger than usual because there is a shorter holiday season, with Thanksgiving coming late this year. Betty Hurd is a retail expert from Madison College. She says there are some people who will wait till the weekend before Christmas, but there's a risk that goes with that. Stores may be sold out of some items.
So that's kind of like the last-ditch time for retailers in order to kind of sell out of, you know, the fall, winter, and Christmas, you know, kinds of items. So they tend to deepen their discounts then. Of course, the risk is, will they have what you want?
So what are the top-selling toy items? Well, we are glad you asked. One of them is a character from Despicable Me, Minion Dave. That is Minion Dave at a local Toys R Us, and Elmo is always big. This year, Elmo can hug you back.
Elmo loves you. Nothing says I love you like a big monster hug.
And there is also Black Friday violence. A woman says she was mugged and knocked down and then stolen of her holiday goods at an Elyria, Ohio mall. And in Illinois, multiple injuries being reported after a shooting outside a Kohl's store in the Chicago suburb of Romeoville. The former Domtar paper mill in Port Edwards may not stay idle much longer. Ohio-based DMR Acquisitions owns the 192-acre site along the Wisconsin River. DMI has teamed up with a development company, and they're going to make a presentation next Wednesday as for their plans for the property. It will come at the site's computer data center building, and several company, village, and state officials are expected at that 5 p.m. presentation. In Marshfield, a big holiday event, the Rotary Club's annual Christmas lights display, known as Winter Wonderland, is ready to open Friday night. Is their traditional opener. Scott Larson is the event chairman.
Everything is different from year to year. New displays, different locations, changing up of old displays and whatnot. So you've got some new things, some changed things, and some of the old favorites as well.
Now, going through the Winter Wonderland at Wildwood Park is free, but they do ask for a donation to local food pantries. They collected more than 45,000 food items last year. The big holiday decorating event, Festival of Trees, is also underway. It's a fundraiser for Comfort Care and Hospice. Laura Pearson is the director. This is a week-long silent auction where you bid on specially decorated Christmas trees.
Every year, the money that's made at Festival of Trees goes to support two community care bedrooms at the hospice house. And what that means is that people who either can't afford to pay or maybe don't have quite enough, they can use those monies to pay for their care at the house.
A 17-year-old boy is in jail awaiting a court appearance after fleeing police and crashing a car into a fire hydrant in Marshfield. The boy is from the Arpin area. He was wanted for questioning in connection with a shoplifting case at the Marshfield Walmart. Police have requested a charge of operating while intoxicated and felony fleeing an officer. He's being held at the Wood County Jail. Recent rule changes to the Mega Millions lottery are increasing the top prize for tonight's drawing to $230 million. Those rule changes took effect October 22nd, aimed at creating bigger and faster growing jackpots. A winner who takes the cash option would get $125 million. Let's check our holiday shopping Newsline 9 forecast. Here's meteorologist Justin Lowe.
A milder trend developing for the next couple of days, but still a bit on the cold side today. A mix of sun and clouds and a high of 27. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a few flurries or light snow showers possible in the northern part of the area, mainly north of Marathon County, a low down to 19. On Saturday, more clouds moving in, but it will be milder, a high of 33. On Sunday, partly cloudy with a high of 31. I'm Newsline 9 Chief Meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
All right, thank you, Justin. We are starting off with a very cold morning. In fact, a lot of areas are sub-zero. We have the six-day forecast available 24/7 at our weather page, wsau.com/weather. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.